snow clearing. I know it's early in the year, but, you know, we've been chatting about Halloween, and many years there's snow down for that.
Yeah, and, you know, we don't really know what we're going to get this winter. We never really know. You know, we can predict all we want, but we know how the weather changes here. But the city made the decision to not put any extra money into snow clearing for this year. Of course, that comes with the fact that they are, you know, facing a couple million dollars of a budget deficit that they already need to tackle. As we do know, municipalities must have a balanced budget, unlike the provincial government. But an advocate for safe and accessible sidewalks in the winter says she was shocked that the city's lead on inclusion voted against sidewalk clearing in St. John's. Anne Malone, she is blind and gets around the city with the use of a service dog. She speaks with the OCM's Linda Swain.
I noted with complete shock that Councillor Stapleton, who is the city's team lead for inclusion, voted against safe and accessible winter sidewalks in St. John's, which I think speaks to a much more dire issue that people who live with disabilities have in this city. And it is a long-standing, persistent, historical disregard and dismissal of the rights of people who have disabilities to move with a relative and reasonable expectation of safety through their own city year-round. I find the fact that the team lead for inclusion voted against that is just such a gobsmacking betrayal of the people of this community that I can barely articulate how devastating that is. And if people who are charged with the inclusion of marginalized minorities does not understand the direness and the extremity of hardship caused by these conditions, what hope do we have of change?
Do you believe it's just down to nickels and dimes? Is that what it's all about?
I think they would like to make it about that. But this is not a political issue. It's not an issue of where should we invest money here or there. What's most beneficial to us politically? Where will we reap the best benefit? What's going to cost us money as opposed to what's going to, you know, gather money for the city? This is a human right. This is a justice issue. This is an essential service. And if we don't have the most fundamental accommodation in our city, then we cannot access employment. We cannot fulfill the necessities of daily life without risking life and limb. We do not have the financial resources that every single person who made that vote, who voted on that issue, has. They drive by us every day during the winter. They drive by us every day as we move with our wheelchairs and our crutches and our sensory disabilities, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Guide dogs. I use a guide dog. I have the privilege of ease of movement, and I'm fit and healthy, but I cannot walk safely to a supermarket that's less than 2,000 meters away from me. I am in moving traffic. 9 pedestrians got hit in a 2-week period last year. One died. Another had what one journalist described as a life-changing injury. The other 7, we don't know what the outcomes were, but for sure, one of the outcomes were the psychological trauma of having had such an experience. And everybody seems to forget that there are at least 9 drivers who experienced the trauma of having hit somebody. So that is 18 people and their families who were, you know, hit with a terrible trauma because of the lack of this accommodation.